These devices are increasingly perceived and appreciated as access points for user experience. Today I would like to speak about how you as a developer can drive this user experience and how we as Qualcomm can support you in driving this user experience on Windows-based devices. My name is Ben Schulze. I'm Director of Business Development at Qualcomm, responsible for developer activities in Europe and quite focused on Russia. Let me just briefly introduce Qualcomm as a company to you before I speak about what type of tools we can offer to you in order to drive user experience. Qualcomm has been founded in 1985. We have a presence here in Moscow since 1997. Our vision is to make wireless more personal, affordable, and accessible to people everywhere. I think this is a very strong power. When we have started back in 85, there were no smartphones. There was no wireless communication in the market. Today, I guess all of us, we do have not only one smartphone, but eventually even more than this. And plus, we do have tablets and all of this. The challenge here we do see is that user experience, end users become more and more sophisticated, expect very high quality user experience, expect very engaging user experience, and expect that there's a seamless user experience across device types and even across operating systems. So, and this is why I'll focus this presentation on one SDK called AllJoin, which I'll explain later. Coming back to us as a company, we have grown significantly over the past couple of years simply because wireless becomes more and more important. Our market cap today is already $114 billion. This is bigger than the market cap of most of our competitors. We have generated $19.1 billion in revenue last fiscal year. And we invest quite some money, 20% and more of those revenues, in order to drive innovation in the mobile ecosystem to make wireless more more exciting, more engaging for end users. We are the largest fabless semiconductor company in the world. Our business activities cover a broad range of different areas and device categories. You might know us for smartphones, but you also find our chipsets in tablets, notebooks, smart TVs, even set-top boxes, routers, switches, and other devices. Many devices are running on Snapdragon. What is probably not well known, but it's a matter of fact, we already have more than 850 commercially available devices out in the market. We are working with more than 85 device customers, namely leading OEMs and ODMs around the world. We have a very strong pipeline, so almost 500 designs are in development. So there are many devices coming to the market running on a Snapdragon chipset. And specifically in the Windows area, we already have 50 commercial Windows phones and Windows RT tablets. Our chipset is the one and only that powers not only the Windows phone, but also Windows RT, which is, I think, quite important because the chipset gives power to those devices and is a reliable subject for you to develop on. Our strength basically comes from two facts. So first of all, we do provide a very comprehensive solution. It's not only about the chipset itself, but in fact, it's a comprehensive solution made up of different elements. I would like to highlight the Qualcomm reference design here in this context. This is a turnkey solution which we provide to our customers, mainly ODMs, in order to quickly bring to market devices running on a Snapdragon chipset. Here in Russia, Alcatel has just recently launched the OneTouch View, sold by Swissnoy and other retailers, based on this QRD design. So beyond the chipset and hardware solutions, we also provide a couple of other technologies, software technologies. Work closely on the operating systems with the respective providers and can therefore also offer some tools to you so that you can better take advantage of the operating system of the chipset to come up with a superior user experience. The second reason why we see a strong traction for our chipset is that it is actually made up of leading edge components, and all of them are integrated in a very smart way so that the chipset itself is a solution, a very powerful solution, which we consider as a powerhouse. The devices itself are important. They are defined by specs. But for the end user, as I've said in the beginning, it's more kind of access point to user experience. Experience really becomes more and more important. I've brought some stats related to the US market, but I think they give an interesting outlook or interesting data point for you as well, why experiences become more and more important and are increasingly able also to sell the devices itself. So we see billions of app downloads. End of last year, it was 45 billion downloads, and this number is steadily increasing. In average, people use 150 times per day their smartphone to do whatever, but only less than 20% is related to making a call or sending SMS. It's really about browsing through the internet, opening apps and using these apps. It's really about user experience. And this is why even two-thirds of the people have the smartphone or mobile computing device next to the bed when they sleep. So, and what we see in the States is that even half of the smartphone users is actually using the smartphone or tablet while they are watching TV. So multi-screen experience becomes more and more important. We would like to encourage and support you to develop this user experience to create some differentiation in this context. What can we bring in? First of all, we are working strongly with Microsoft on different levels, starting with on the chipset level, to provide you services. Then we do have a very rich developer network in place across different operating systems. So our approach is basically that we work with developers across different operating systems. We want to provide technologies that can overcome the heterogeneity across operating platforms and just make sure that these developers succeed, since they drive user experience. They make it more compelling for end users to go mobile, and in return this also drives device sales. We do have a bunch of different software technologies which we largely provide free of charge to you as a developer in order to create some differentiation. And one of them which I would like to highlight is AllJoin SDK. So AllJoin supports different operating systems. We have just recently expanded it to Windows RT and are also working on Windows Phone 8. Let me just explain what AllJoin SDK is. AllJoin basically addresses the idea of proximity-based peer-to-peer interaction, meaning that you can connect apps on different devices regardless of the operating system so that you have any type of interaction. It could be content sharing, it could be what we call social collaboration, or any other type of engagement. Today, at many places, we do have Wi-Fi, like here at this venue, at Starbucks, in hotels, airports, elsewhere. What if we could take advantage of this Wi-Fi in order to connect devices regardless of operating systems. Our solution for this is AllJoin. As I've said in the beginning, it's providing a new functionality that you can interact between proximal devices. It's overcoming this heterogeneity of device models and operating systems. And we even provide it free of charge to you as a developer in order to take advantage of it. There are different use cases which we see, such as entertainment, multiplayer mode, so there are a bunch of games using this so that people can jointly play together. Multi-screen experience, so that you can, for example, share photos or can establish your second screen strategy by taking advantage of AllJoin. And last but not least, social experience is also about, for example, jointly listening to music. The music files are actually on different devices so that you can manage it across those devices. Or you could jointly work on drawings or whatsoever. I have a brief video on this one, which actually shows you commercially available solutions out in the market. AllJoin is one SDK which is available for Windows RT, which is supporting Windows RT. Beyond this, it's also supporting Android, iOS, Linux, Windows, PC 7, and other platforms. We would like to encourage you to use it, to bring in this additional functionality into your app development. And we would like to work with you on this one, support you both on the development side, but also on the promotion side. If you're interested, please just contact me on this one. Basically, we do have a comprehensive approach in order to work with developers. So there's a well-defined process and defined areas how to support, starting with the technology and some technical support in forums, but also one-to-one. In case you're working with technologies that are running on devices that are not yet commercially available, we can also provide some devices to you and support you to get promoted by our business partners. So let me know if you're interested. Feel free to check our developer portal, developer.qualcomm.com. Join our Snapdragon developer program and just get started, take advantage of those technologies, drive differentiation, excite your customers, and generate some incremental revenues based on this. Thanks a lot.